Joseph Coco. I'm at MochaFest 2014 on behalf of Becca Hilburn's Art Process blog. Keep on trucking natto soup. If you could introduce yourself, please.
Oh, hi.
I'm sorry. Can you speak up a little bit?
I'm Julia.
Okay. Hi, Julia. Can you tell us a little bit about what brought you here? What's you're representing your high school, correct?
Yes, I am.
And what's the school? Is it an art school?
It's an art school.
Okay.
It's an art high school.
Right, right. What's the school?
It's art design.
Okay. And is this part of a program that they have to send some of their students to conventions?
In our school, we have different majors, and we have an open course major.
Yeah. So did you guys specifically pick MochaFest, or it's just they have something worked out with?
Yeah, our teacher works out getting tables, passing.
Right. So it must be nice just to roll in and be like, oh, everything's already set up for me.
It's usually for seniors.
Oh, okay. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your work?
I do a lot of the work.
Who's your archivist?
I was acquired by Charlie
Cox. I do a lot of digital work.
Okay.
And I also do conditional. And I usually use markers.
So you kind of sketch things out with markers and then move it onto digital? You have some fundamentals you need to learn, but is it more about the after-school activities and the community, or is the curriculum really that different for an art high school?
I guess compared to other schools, they are really different because we're really focused on art, but we still focus on things like English.
Right. So it's not just fun and games at an art high school then, basically.
You have to get those good grades.
Yeah. And does the high school have certain opportunities to help you get into art colleges in the future? That you can submit to schools, so your assignments are probably helping the process out as you're going along, instead of just looking at it shortly before you need to apply and say, oh God, I need to have these four things that I just never even thought of. Yeah. Okay, that's great. Can you you tell me about some of your experiences at MoCA? Is this what you had expected it to be? Have people approached you and just been like, you look very young. What are you doing at MoCA Fest? They're just gonna walk away.
Yeah, but overall,
okay. And would you recommend that someone who is graduating middle school consider going to an art school? Have you had good experiences there, or do you feel like just it's really more about the hard work? Final words, where can we find your work?
I have a Tumblr. Photonicart.tumblr.com.
What is it?
Proton
Arts? Yeah.
Proton Arts.
Oh, okay. Alright, and I'm sure we can keep up to date with your work there. Does the school actually have a Tumblr or just the individual? Okay. Where can we find your work?
I am at pangorojime@tumblr.com.
How do you spell that?
pangoro-jime@tumblr.com.
Okay, thank you. And finally, where can we find your work?
Ebonariart.tumblr.com. It's ebonariart.tumblr.com.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate the interview. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to Up and Conning Artist. A video version is available on the Natasoup YouTube channel, along with some convention recaps. And if you wouldn't mind, please consider supporting Becky Hilburn by contributing to her Patreon, or checking out her Tiny People comic at 7inchkara.com and wherever books are sold.